It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9 on this Tuesday morning. We continue along. I'm Walt Lindela. Time for our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update for the month. Joining me in the studio now is Adele Price, who is LPN and clinical coordinator with UPHP, joining us to talk about smoking cessation, quitting smoking. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with just kind of a basic question. Tobacco, why is it bad for your health?
Yes, thank you for asking. Tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death. In the U.S., each year, nearly 500,000 Americans die prematurely due to smoking or exposure to secondhand smoke. And each year, the U.S. spends nearly $170 billion on medical care to treat smoking-related diseases in adults. And those are a lot of numbers, but really they represent our family, friends, and neighbors who have poor quality of life due to smoking-related illnesses that can affect our lungs, our heart, our circulation, and more.
Well, we're talking about the month of November and a lot of things tied to smoking and stopping smoking, but why is it an important time now to talk about this?
Yes, now is. For starters, November is the Great American Smoke Out, and that's where the American Cancer Society campaigns to encourage smokers to quit. The message is that you don't have to quit in one day, but you can start with one day. November 19th is that day this year. Another important reason to focus on quitting tobacco is that we're facing a pandemic with COVID-19. We know that smoking can weaken the immune system, making it harder to fight diseases. COVID-19 can affect the lungs. It can cause very serious complications and even lead to death. So now more than ever is an ideal time for someone who smokes to seriously take the steps to quit.
We're talking with Adele Price, who is LPN and clinical coordinator with UPHP for our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. We're talking about stopping smoking. Adele, one of the things that I've heard a lot over the years also is when you stop smoking, the health effects can be immediate. How does a body start to heal as soon as you stop smoking?
Yes, it's amazing how our bodies start to heal. The withdrawal symptoms from nicotine and the many chemicals in cigarettes are really signs of the body healing. Yeah, so within 20 minutes after the last cigarette, your heart rate starts to go down. Within 12 hours, the carbon monoxide level in your blood drops to normal. Within a few weeks, lung function starts to improve. Within months, coughing and shortness of breath will improve. And eventually, there'll be a decrease in your risks of developing heart disease and many types of cancer.
Today, for the month of November, we're talking about quitting smoking, and in the studio with me is Adele Price, LPN and clinical coordinator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. In terms of quitting smoking, it's you need some tools to help with this, Adele, and what are some of the resources that are available to someone who is ready to give up smoking?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great question. Talking to your provider is a great resource when someone is thinking about quitting or is ready to quit. It takes commitment and a plan to be successful. Most people have setbacks. They need to try more than once to quit. And so talking to your provider is helpful. And it's also a good time to talk about medications to help as your body heals and adjusts to being smoke-free, tobacco-free. Nicotine replacements such as gum or lozenges are proven effective to help people quit. So it's a good time to have that conversation with your provider to see what's best for you.
Now, one of the things I did want to ask you is I've heard about some of the state resources as well, the Quit Line. Tell me about that.
Yes, the Quit Line is a great resource. The Michigan Tobacco Quit Line, it's a free call. Anyone can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The Quit Line is staffed with certified specialists who can work with you to make a plan, stick with the plan, and help you face challenges or get through cravings.
The Quit Line in particular, it seems like with the cravings and all of that, I mean, this is, you know, people can just call and that helps. I mean, you've heard people have done it. The stats are even showing that, aren't they?
Yes, that is correct. The stats do show that it's a very beneficial resource for anyone.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a difficult process, and I know that's where the support comes in. And what advice would you give to someone that right now is thinking about quitting smoking?
I would say that it's never too late to quit. And although it isn't easy, it's so worth it for your health and your quality of life. And with COVID-19 around, this is the best time for all of us to really take care of ourselves and be as healthy as we can. If you use tobacco, talk to your provider and call that 1-800-QUIT-NOW number to get support to be tobacco-free.
It's good advice, especially on this month with the Great American Smokeout coming up and more. That is Adele Price. She's an LPN and clinical coordinator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan joining us this morning for our Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
If you missed any of our interview with Adele, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm. Follow the Upper Peninsula Health Plan link on the right side of the page. It'll take you right there. And you can listen to more about quitting smoking right now, thanks to our friends at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. It's a UPHP update on Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.